Bradford Banta. A lot of folks are going to hear that name and see your face, and they're going to be like, well, someone new. We need to find out more about the New Orleans Saints special teams coordinator. First of all, welcome. It's great to meet you.
Thank you, Sean. Same here.
Thank you. And of course, we should probably describe your path a little bit.
Okay.
That started as someone who participated in this very draft process, if I'm not mistaken, back in 1994.
That is correct.
Fourth round with the Colts. Can you remember what that was all about?
It's a very different process back then. Back then on ESPN, it was just a little ticker underneath, and the ticker didn't stay there the entire time. So you kind of just waited around for a phone call.
Where were you when you got that phone call?
Actually, Lake Charles.
So, how about that?
Yeah, my parents were living in Lake Charles at the time. I came in from Los Angeles. And as soon as I got the phone call from Ted Marchabrota, we went out and had a big party.
And the rest is history, deep snapping a long way down the road. And then as a special teams assistant here most recently, I think, if I'm not mistaken, the NFC East more than anything else, right?
That is correct. Okay. NFC East, NFC North.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. And what did you, I guess, take away from those experiences that you hope now as a coordinator pays off at this point?
Well, I draw from pretty much every coach that I've been associated with, and that's fortunately or unfortunately, depending on how you want to look at it, is a good situation. You can take the good and the bad from every situation and kind of mold it into your own philosophy.
Okay, fair enough. So you get the job here in New Orleans, and then good news hits. Ted Ginn Jr. all of a sudden appears on your depth chart. What will it be like to have a guy with his experience and his ability right away for you as the coordinator here?
It's a comforting feeling to know that Ted will be back there and to know that he has the speed to break it open.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
What's your role on draft night, draft weekend as the special teams coordinator?
If they ask your opinion, you give it.
Okay, fair enough. But and what kind of a question would that, you know, entail as far as about a player or where he's from perhaps?
Where's he from?
Yeah, what do you mean? Say a particular university or a style of play. Did he have special teams experience before that? Would you know those things in the war room?
Yes.
Okay.
You do. So you go in, you research. They give you players to research. You do your due diligence on every player. And a lot of due diligence has been done by this staff, which is a great credit to them. And it's in, you know, credit Mr. and Mrs. Benson for giving us the resources.
No doubt. And when you are looking at these players, the ones that you're assigned to, or if they have a question about somebody on the board at that point, Bradford, how do you view it differently than, say, the defensive coordinator would?
Because you want them as your own.
Yeah.
And you know you're not going to get them as your own. But at the same time, you have to have a vision for that player, even if he has not had special teams experience. You got to see how that player plays in the open field, whether it's offense or whether it's defense. And you got to see where he fits on the roster and see how many phases he can play for you, if he can play one, if he can play four.
Okay. And does the process stay the same after the final round and we get into that phone call period with undrafted college free agents? Does that, I guess, gather more of your attention than, say, guys earlier in the draft process?
No, the way I look at it, and you know what Sean has expressed to me is you know you're gonna have use of the roster.
Okay.
So we want to get the guys involved. Everybody that's on the roster, we want to be able to take part in the program, and that's one thing that I'm really looking forward to.
Speaking of Sean Payton, when he hired you as a new special teams coordinator, what did he charge you with? What would he like to see that phase of the game do here for him under you?
What phase? Just
the special teams itself, yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, just improve in every area. And, you know, we've set forth a plan to really start working on just the base fundamentals and just get that ground floor established. So whenever we get involved in the season that, you know, you're going to touch on those during the season, but you can start working on more scheme stuff.
All right.
You know, to defeat the opponent.
Happy New Year. I guess we're starting it all right here this week, aren't we?
How about that?
Yes.
You better believe it.
Congratulations on the new job, and good luck this weekend.
Thanks, Sean. I appreciate it.